CNN's Harwood, Republicans would smack their own mothers in the face if Trump told them to. By Pam Key on December 11, 2020. CNN senior White House correspondent John Harwood said Friday on Newsroom that Republicans would go smack their moms in the face if President Donald Trump told them to. Anchor Kate Bolduin said, "Now President Trump's continued efforts to overturn the results of the election is getting the full support from a clear majority of Republicans in the House. We're going to control through this list for you, but it's 106 House Republicans now backing a lawsuit that originated from Texas. The Texas Attorney General that wants the Supreme Court to throw out the votes of millions of Americans in four battleground states that the president lost. This morning Texas filed its reply to the Supreme Court defending its lawsuit. So we are standing by to see what the High Court decides. Let me bring in CNN's John Harwood. He's lived at the White House for more on this. When you look at the list, this is more than half of the Republicans in the House. And to be clear, there are members on the list backing the lawsuit who were elected in the very states that they want to see the presidential votes thrown out in. They're not questioning their own election wins, though." Harwood said, "They're not, but what we're seeing, Kate, is a demonstration by House Republicans of the extent of the rot inside the Republican Party right now. These people know what Donald Trump is. As Ted Cruz said in 2016, he's a pathological liar. Marco Rubio called him a con artist. But because they're afraid of him and afraid of the supporters that he holds the loyalty of, and because the only principle that matters to them is holding on to power, they've agreed to sign on to this lawsuit aimed at the throwing out the votes in other states, in four battleground states." He added, "These are people who, if Donald Trump said, 'I'm going to trash you on Twitter unless you go smack your mom in the face,' they would go smack their moms in the face and try to explain it to them afterward. In reality, what they're doing is smacking American democracy in the face." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.